Good evening, this is Case 88 on addiction and my lifestyle up until now and currently. Thank you. This podcast is about my turning point in life and the struggles and how I'm dealing with it currently. Hope you enjoy. I've always been the guy in life that does the right thing and always ends up losing. I have never actually truly felt like I've succeeded in anything I've ever done. And the point I'm trying to make is that I've been doing this for nearly 20 years. And I've never done anything I regretted in a manner that didn't deserve what happened, except for the things that happens with my parents. I know that my life has been up and down all the time. But it's made me who I am. And I guarantee you, if I haven't been through what I'd been through, I would have been a mess by now. I would have been an absolute mess. And that to me says everything about what I'm capable of doing. And that means that success has to come soon. Because I should have been dead many, 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 many years ago, many, many times. And I don't understand why I'm still here. I've overdosed. I've been in comas. I've had so many car accidents that each individual one should have actually killed me. I've had 60 UIs. 4 were legit, 2 were not. This is just stating facts. Stating what has actually happened to me. And it's character building shit. It is what makes or breaks a person. I now know that I can find a way of getting my life back together, because I've managed to get this far into my life and not die. Like, I have been in positions where other people would have tried to do themselves in because they just couldn't handle it. And that's just not my style. I couldn't do that to the people around me. And things like what is on my mind and that I can't talk to people about because no one's around to talk to. And the people that are around, I don't want to burden them with what I have to talk to them about, because I know what it's like listening to other people's things, and while I'm having my problems, I'm very good at understanding that, but I'm also taking in and absorbing the issues as well. So I know the feeling about what it's like to be on both sides of the table. The person who's listening and the person who's speaking. And it is very hard on both sides to, one, firstly, open up, express yourself both emotionally and physically what's going on, and secondly, to be able to understand the person who's saying that correctly and not talk down to them, but speak neutrally and positively and understanding in a manner that is beneficial to both, because you cannot actually help someone without actually going through what they're talking about, because you're only bullshitting to them. It's called a university degree without real life skills. Yeah, for sure, you might know all the theory, but theory is only theory when you, if you don't have the prac behind it, it does not work. For instance, certain motorcycle shops in our area, they employ people that are highly educated, very educated people, absolutely on the ball. But there's another degree to being a professional at what you do. It's not just about the theory and the textbook knowledge. It's a combination of everything put together that makes a person good at what he or she does. And since I've been through what I've been through and not succeeded and still alive, I must have something in the future that is positive to look forward to. Because if I don't, why am I still here? What is the purpose of life? Why would I possibly still be here for any reason? Because there's so many, many reasons for me not to be here. There are many, many things that I am missing to comment on, because of the plain fact that these stress levels have put my mindset into a extreme level of anxiety and panic attack levels, because not because, but the fact is that I suffer from fibromyalgia, which causes brain fog, and that is standard without stress. If you have all of these things on top of each other, and fibromyalgia, and you're worried about your parents, and you're worried about all the court cases that I've been going through, and you're worried about the 5 years probation that I'm on, and I'm worried about the 0.08 alcohol limit that I have, where I used to drink to the point that Amy Winehouse died at an alcohol limit that I had actually blown. And I've got a picture of it. It could have been 0.38, but it was saying 0.4. Either or, that level is a deadly level. And I now am expected to stay under 0.08, and I am doing my best to do so. And unfortunately, sometimes I end up smoking a little bit too much weed and not drink as much, but I have to always resort to having something at this time in life. Not always, because just for the obvious reason that in the last 2 years I've reduced from an absolute honest to God junkie to a person that is trying to change his life, understand that what I'm doing is going to kill me and hurt everyone around me and hurt the people that I really care about other than my family. Like I am not just doing this for myself. When I originally started, it was for myself. But now it's for so many other reasons. This is the biggest turning point in my life I've ever experienced. This to me is a midlife crisis, but I don't think it is, because the fact is that I'm not really that emotional. I'm just very, 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 very stressed. I was emotional, and then it changed into another form of dealing with what I'm dealing with, and that's pretty much just accepting how it is and knowing we can't change anything. So why worry about it? I know I have an alcohol problem. I know I used to have a drug problem. But I gave all of that up. And I use my only medicinal stuff for the reason being that it actually works beneficially to my life. I am trying to cut out the only negatives in my life and succeed finally in life instead of coming third or second. I want to come first this time, not that way. All I've ever done in the last fucking 2 years nearly is get better, improve my own actions, do things differently than I used to do. I've done everything possible I could ever do, and now I'm down to my bare bones with nothing at all that is ever really positive. I'm not feeling like my hard efforts are even being recognized or understood, or even seen that I'm trying my hardest, even though it seems on the outside like I'm having a breakdown, when I really am not. I am just having a very bad, bad, bad moment in time, and I need a goddamn break. That's the point. I honestly don't know how else to do this any better than I am. Right now, it's late at night, and I'm drinking pineapple juice. I would normally be drinking 50-50 whiskey. I cut back down to straight beer. Then I cut down to 4X Gold. I've also given up every single chemical I've ever used in my life, except for ones that is my medical marijuana and my Concerta. And the point being is that I'm stable. I'm 100% stable. I am not off the chain like I used to be. I'm not in a manner that is disrupting the public's lifestyle. I keep to myself. I don't go out and run amok in the pub like I used to. Because I did. That's not me anymore. I've jumped a hurdle and become a vorny that is respectable and I don't feel that anyone else understands that I'm not the person I used to be. I used to be a person that was a kind of rougher style living person. And to get out of a lifestyle that you've lived for 16 years plus and try and complete all of this under such stressful situations, and having my father have heart surgery and then having all these other medical issues that I'm going through, and my mum having her own issues on top of this. And then I trying to get fit, and nothing I do ever ends up working out the way it should be. It's like I'm cursed or something. But you can't blame me for not giving it a go. You can't blame me for not trying my hardest. Because the fact is that I used to be just don't give a fuck attitude on everything I did. I did not care. And now I have a reason to care. And that's not just a reason, it's a serious situation where I actually think that it could work out. And it's just sad that at this moment in time in life, I am being looked at as if I'm off the chain again. And that is the absolute opposite. I am literally doing what I do because it is exactly what helps me, you know? And I'm trying to stop what I used to do that didn't help me, which was drinking. Hard, like drinking a little bit is fine, but I used to drink so much, and I would black out like nearly every night. And the point being there is that you can't just cut everything out immediately. You have to taper it. But also, I do understand that other people disagree with that, and I have the third person view about that, so I do understand that too. But there has to be a meeting grounds in the middle, and I'm being put in a situation that is a no-win situation. I don't know what I can do about this, and it is the most stressful thing I've ever been involved in, and I've been involved in some very, very stressful things. And those things I used to think were what was called hardcore, but this has really gotten to a point where I truly know what hardcore is, because I'm at the point of losing my parents at an age that I don't believe anyone should naturally lose their parents at, or whatever. And the point being is that that's my scary, that's what is on my mind. That's the scariest thought I've ever had all my life. What's even worse is that I can't talk to anybody about anything that is going on in my life because everyone has gone silent. I have pretty much only three people that I talk to, and they are all off the mountain, and one, I don't know where he is now, who was on the mountain. I don't know what's gone on. And if I had the ability to converse with friends and at least get things off my chest, to be able to have someone else understand what I'm going through and not just do this by my own, would be a great help. Because right now, I need help. I need a friend. I need someone that really understands that the fact is that I'm in a situation that I can't get out of. I don't know what to do. Everything I do goes wrong. Every single thing I try and attempt to do right ends up being a shit fight. And I'm handling this like a champion. And the point is, because if I don't, I will get locked up. I've been in breached so many times for so many things that I have to keep it cool now. And I have to keep it cool for 5 years plus and forever now. Because once you learn to do this, it starts to stick with you, just like what you learn as a kid. You learn it and you just keep doing it. That's the point. That's why it's so hard for me to change, because what I did as a kid stuck with me. But it's, for 2 years of hard work plus, I'm still not being given recognition for the efforts that I'm putting in. I honestly feel like I am being railroaded into a situation that I shouldn't be in. I don't deserve this. I've never done anything bad to anyone that would deserve a punishment like this. Having all of this go on at once is what really hurts. If any one of these things happened individually, I can handle that, no worries. But right now, when all these things go wrong all at once, all the time, every day, and I have no one to talk to about these problems, or have a technician to come in to help because he's on stress leave, and I personally don't think that anyone can help it, because even when I went to Telstra, they struggled to help fix my phone. And the phone that they gave me was faulty in the first place. It's been a comedy of errors, as you could say. It's been a situation where you just got to laugh, because if you don't, you're going to break down and cry and fucking go real bad. You just got to look at it in a manner that it's so bad it can only get better. And what makes it even worse is that the person that I really am into is getting a very bad impression that I am still the way I used to be. And it is so farther from the truth, because no one that I hang around now knew me when I was 18 to 24. And that's the point, is that what you see here now is a very, very sedate, calm Vaughny. A person that if he was going to break, he was going to break way before now. I would have ended up cracking. You know, this stress level has just been through the stratosphere. It is so high that anyone else I know would have thrown a towel in by now. Well, I can't say that for sure, but the point being is that most would have. And I know by handling what I'm going through now says to me that my future can only be brighter. Hopefully. But it also says to me that I can handle anything, and that that chill and check and keeping calm is the key to success. I have always had issues with arguments with my parents. I've never had issues like I've had with my parents with other people. When I've ever had an argument with other people, I've either just walked away or I've handled it very badly. But those times were when I was a teenager. You learn from your mistakes, and if you don't learn from your mistakes in your past, you're a goddamn fool. And I have, because I don't act the way I used to act. And it shits me because no one can see the fact that I am trying hard because no one's around me anymore. I'm isolated. I'm on my own. And that's not a cry out for help. That's just stating the fucking facts. It is almost a cry out for help because I do need help. But, like, it's me saying that I need my friends back. I need to be able to not bottle all my stuff up inside because it just hurts me, because I've learnt to not make outbursts and stuff like that by using techniques of certain ways of breathing and counting and thinking about certain objects in the room and just relaxation techniques that actually have helped a lot, and exercising. These things have been beneficial majorly in my life right now. If I haven't been taught these things, I probably would have cracked way many months ago. And it just shows to me that I can handle it. This is the worst my life has ever been in my forever, ever. And the only thing worse is what I said earlier, and I'm worried about that. But I just pray to God that my friends will come back. And the girl that I like sees the real me and understands that I am doing my hardest and I am trying my hardest and I am reducing everything to a minimal level, a level that's sustainable, but in this situation, I am struggling to do this on my own without assistance in some manner. Thank you, and this is Case 88 Podcasts on addiction and my life up until now. Thank you.